Dinner at the Homesick Restaurant by Ann Tyler. Read by Carrie Shale. Chapter 1. Something You Should Know. While Pearl Tull was dying, a funny thought occurred to her. It twitched her lips and rustled her breath, and she felt her son lean forward from where he kept watch by her bed.
"Get," she told him. "You should have got..."
"You should have got an extra mother," was what she meant to say, the way we started extra children after the first child fell so ill. Cody, that was, the older boy. Not Ezra here, beside her bed, but Cody the troublemaker. A difficult baby, born late in her life. They had decided on no more. Then he developed croup. This was in 1931, when croup was something serious. She'd been frantic. Over his crib she had draped a flannel sheet, and she set out skillets, saucepans, buckets full of water that she heated on the stove. She lifted the flannel sheet to catch the steam. The baby's breathing was choked and rough, like something pulled through tightly packed gravel. His skin was blazing, and his hair was plastered stiffly to his temples. Toward morning, he slept. Pearl's head sagged in the rocking chair, and she slept too, fingers still gripping the ivory metal crib rail. Beck was away on business. Came home when the worst was over. Cody toddling around again with nothing more than a runny nose and a loose, unalarming cough that Beck didn't even notice.
"I want more children," Pearl told him.
He acted surprised, though pleased. He reminded her that she hadn't felt she could face another delivery.
"But I want some extra."